You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin, and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And today our guests are Randy and Kim Stegemuller, and they are with Class 101, and they will help you plan for your children's college education. And they want to start now.
That's right. Sometimes yesterday.
And by now, I mean if you have an incoming ninth grader or above, preferably ninth to, 11th? Yes. Seniors, it's almost too late? Is that true?
It's not too late, but we're getting close. So it's really important that if you have a senior and you've not made plans, that you call us now.
Yeah.
Last year, one of the most heartbreaking things for me, because I'd like to help everyone, was we actually had to tell kids we couldn't help them. Because they were coming to us in October and November. And at that point, I said, I can't help you get the money that we know you would have received. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I like to be able to know that I'm going to help you get the money that you paid me. Mm-hmm. So we're at least going to recoup that expense, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely.
And at that point, we didn't feel we could guarantee that for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to turn several kids away and a few crying, and that was heartbreaking.
Oh, that would be. That mm-hmm. would be, absolutely. So, so you need to call Kim and Randy mm-hmm. now or stop by their place of business, which they actually have a physical location now.
Yes.
You didn't for several years.
We've worked out of our home for the last 4.5, and we're so excited to be in Winslow Plaza down on Winslow Road mm-hmm. on the south side of Bloomington now.
That's awesome. Yeah. Cool location. You can have people tutoring there and working
easy
with
access.
Kids there. Yep.
Multiple people. That's been awesome.
That's awesome. And let's say your phone number, so in case people want to start writing that down. Website?
MyClass101.com.
Yeah, MyClass101.com is the website. And the phone number that you can contact is 812-320-3702, or the physical location at the office is 812-287-8472.
And we'll say that again at the end of
good.
The show as well. But I just wanted to make sure that people knew that you actually, if they're going by Winslow Plaza down there on the south side, just south of the Y, basically, if people know where the YMCA is. It's south and west
southwest
of the Y.
Southwest of the Y,
right there in the corner, everybody knows where Winslow Hardware is. It's in that
exactly
same,
the same strip mall.
Yep.
Absolutely.
A lot of kids do All-Star Driving School. We're right next door.
Yep.
And our
perfect
sign,
location for you.
Exactly, it is. Our sign should be up by the end of July, I believe.
August 1st.
There you go.
August 1st. So next week it'll be here. Next
it
week.
Will be.
So, but let's talk a little bit more about why you want kids that are. I think a lot of people think, "Oh, my kid doesn't need this yet."
Right.
And I think we all do that with a lot of things. It's like, I'm not going to do it yet. Maybe next year. Maybe next year it'll be time. Don't put it off.
No.
Start talking about it now and at least consult with you guys, I would say. And see.
Yeah, definitely. Just to see where the student's at.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Some students maybe don't need to work with us as early. But others, we need to keep accountable to their grades. It's important to get to them early. Mm-hmm. Some of the students we're working on. Getting them onto campuses just so they can see the places, so they can start imagining where they could go to college.
Right.
And we also do some assessments to work with the kids to figure out what they're interested in, what they could be good at in the future, so they can start picturing what is it that I would like to study. You know, kids don't think about that unless they're given that opportunity. And so we do a lot of brainstorming and testing their abilities specifically to learn. What does their personality style lead them toward and make them suitable to do? So a lot of those types of things we do early in the process. And we don't want to wait till they're seniors to do that.
Right. Well, and that's one of the other things that I remember you guys doing is you take them on like these field trips.
We do. We take them on college visits, and that's so much fun.
We're this summer we're doing a Chicago visit where we're doing several universities. We're doing University of Chicago, Northwestern, Wheaton College, DePaul, and Loyola University.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And then we traditionally, in the fall every other year, go to schools. And this year we'll do Bellarmine and Hanover this fall on a break.
That's fun. See, I mean, and that's...
Go ahead. No, that's such an important thing, because that's the other part that parents have a hard time with.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, how do I even set something like that up? Who do I contact? So, I mean, this is such a great... I saw from the parent aspect of it alone. Parents need to call you, not... Forget the kids to call you. The kids benefit from that, but from a parent standpoint, it's worth it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When you live close to a university anyway, yeah. you think you know,
exactly.
and that's probably where your student's sure. going to go. But every student's different,
yeah.
and their expectations of whether it's a large university or a small university, mm-hmm. it's in a small town, it's in the middle of a big city.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Every student is going to mm-hmm. be different, and their requirements are different. So right. it's important just to get them exposure mm-hmm. to those different types of schools.
Well, right. and let them feel what it feels like to be on those campuses, because I know that was one of the key things for my daughter. One of my daughters, neither of my daughters went to Indiana University, which okay. is in our backyard.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
One of them was adamant she didn't want to go here because it was in our backyard.
Right. Yes.
And the other one was didn't she got accepted, but she just wasn't into it. It was too big of a university
right.
for
right.
her.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went on that college, that first college visit to actually Ball State is where they both ended up going. My older daughter was like, she was adamant she wasn't going to go there because mom and dad thought it was a great school and they wanted her to go there and thought it would be perfect for her. And she was like, no, I'm not doing this. She got on that campus and her own words as we left were, I belong here.
Right.
This is where I belong.
And they have that feeling. Mm-hmm. They do. They
that's
have
great.
That feeling. Mm-hmm. That list we talked about earlier, I had a second boy come in the next hour that I met with. He had a list of 10 mm-hmm. or 12 schools. Three or four that he thought these were my to die for schools. And he said, you know what? We're removing them. I didn't like the feel of the mm-hmm. campus.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that
yeah.
funny? And they yeah. were all East Coast. And when I last saw him a month ago, that's where we were applying. And now we've removed those four schools.
Mm-hmm.
So that they have to go feel what the campus is like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would be really hard, I think, to go to a school that you've never visited.
Most kids don't.
Ever.
Yeah,
oh,
they'll apply. Yeah. They'll apply to these high-in-the-pie dream schools because mm-hmm. they sound prestigious.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get in and they get scholarship money, they can't commit because they've never been there.
Right.
So visiting a school is one of the biggest things we think families need to do.
So it's not yeah. just about they're educating them and getting the best dollars. It's also about giving them these experiences
exactly.
as well. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing more expensive than to go to a school that you're not sure about,
right.
that you haven't
mm-hmm.
been there and experienced, mm-hmm. and then have to transfer mm-hmm. because you're not happy.
Right.
Talk
right.
about mm-hmm. added costs. That
oh,
adds a
wow.
year or however more. Long you're
yeah,
spending there.
More.
The hours you lose, yeah, you may be mm-hmm. able to take some of those hours with you, but you're going to have to repeat mm-hmm. some of those hours in
right.
order to accomplish your goal. So
yeah.
it's a very expensive choice to go someplace you've really not mm-hmm. spent any time.
Absolutely.
And and here's the other thing I experienced is the schools will help you spend that money.
Oh, they will. They will.
I mean, we made our son go through the whole process of applying for financial aid, and all of a sudden, you know, he needed a very small amount that we made him responsible for, and he ended up, they wanted him to sign a loan for almost six times that amount. For this and for that and for this and for that. And he walked wow. out and called and said, yeah, I'm not doing this.
Wow.
So we're,
wise.
You know, yeah. And I'm like, thank goodness he had the foresight because they would have let him sign for it.
Right. They would have.
I think a lot of people think that the universities are these nonprofit groups
exactly.
that are looking out for your kids.
No.
They're businesses. They may be nonprofits, but they are
right.
businesses
right.
and they're
right.
trying to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
They're going to charge you the most
yep.
they can to get your student
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
So you need an advocate.
Right.
You need somebody teaching you the ins and outs mm-hmm. of the tricks that they're using to try to get you
right.
to pay more.
And we teach the kids what to say to the counselors, what to say to admissions officers,
mm-hmm.
what to say to get a financial aid officer to give them more money.
Right.
We coach the kids through all that.
That's wonderful.
That's
awesome.
We also practice interview with them.
Oh.
Because the big scholarships you have to interview for.
Absolutely.
Right. Right.
So guess what? We have them suit up and come interview with us.
Good
that's,
for
that's,
you.
Yeah, that's priceless.
Well, we only have a quick minute left, so I want to make sure to say again your address at Winslow Plaza.
Correct.
Down there, as well as your phone number and your website.
Okay. The office number is 287-8472, and the website is myclass101.com.
Awesome. Thank you for being here, Randy
thank
and Kim.
You.
That was great. Thanks for
thank
having
you.
Us.
Thank you. Remember, if you missed any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.